At last week's County Commission meeting, Mary Stemmen reported that the bulk of the $379,000 in federal funding from the Help America Vote Act will be used to purchase 54 additional eSlate and 10 additional eScan machines. eSlate machines have been controversial since they do not produce a verifiable paper trail and thus are vulnerable to software malfunctions and foul play. Unlike states junking such voting machines and replacing them with equipment that permit vote verification, the current commissioners are following in the footsteps of predecessors Pete Schaub and Dick Schellenberger in ignoring obvious best practices. It is hard to believe that they are purposefully setting up a situation conducive to voter fraud. So we must simply ascribe their motivations to ignorance, indifference, or favoritism. Newslink doesn't just report, it investigates.